Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 29th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of technology news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Studio Golf debuts flagship club in El Segundo, the ultimate destination for golf, fitness, and wellness. Studio Golf, a private indoor golf, fitness, and social club, has opened its flagship location in El Segundo. Led by golf expert Devan Bonebreak and TPI certified golf fitness coach Don Saladino, the club offers state-of-the-art golf technologies, functional training gym, and wellness facilities. With hitting bays featuring TrackMan launch monitors and the largest putt view in California, members receive personalized coaching tailored to their needs. The club also boasts a fully equipped gym, wellness area, and member bar and lounge. Studio Golf focuses on fostering a vibrant community with league nights, tournaments, and member events. Mayor Chris Pimentel welcomes Studio Golf, praising its innovation in sports and wellness. Offering all-inclusive memberships with unlimited access to simulators and fitness opportunities, Studio Golf is the ultimate destination for golf enthusiasts in El Segundo.
The Google of Sports Rules. Ruly launches to bring instant rule clarity and encourage better sportsmanship to every game. Ruly, the e-referee, a game-changing AI-powered sports rules assistant, officially launches today. Designed to eliminate confusion and disputes in sports, Ruly provides instant rule guidance for players. Whether it's pickleball, tennis, or padel, Ruly helps resolve rule questions in seconds. With an average response time of less than 60 seconds, Ruly enhances the overall gameplay experience. More than just a rules app, Ruly promotes sportsmanship and fosters a culture of respect and integrity in sports. Scalable across multiple sports, Ruly is set to become the go-to source for real-time rule guidance in various sports applications. Learn more at ruly.ai.
DataVault AI unveils IBM Watson X-based AI agents to monetize enterprise data. DataVault AI Inc., a leader in AI data experience, valuation, and monetization, has announced the expanded commercialization of its flagship AI agents, DataScore and DataValue, built with IBM Watson X.AI. IBM is committing AI engineering talent and technical expertise to help DataVault accelerate its offerings for clients. This integration aims to streamline enterprise financial modeling, risk assessment, and pricing strategies across various environments. DataVault AI, a platinum partner in IBM's Partner Plus program, plans to collaborate with IBM to accelerate AI adoption in key industries. DataVault's solution, built with WatsonX.AI, will help customers enhance their financial modeling and risk assessment strategies. This collaboration will also involve IBM providing AI engineers and development expertise to enhance the value of WatsonX.AI inside DataScore and DataValue. According to McKinsey & Company, generative AI is projected to add between $2.6 trillion and $4.4 trillion annually across key business applications, making AI-driven automation a significant investment frontier in enterprise technology. DataVault AI's ecosystem, with its flagship AI agents, is designed to help organizations monetize their data assets. The company's platform, which includes DataVault Bank, DataScore, and DataValue, enables secure and compliant data monetization across industries. DataVault AI, a NASDAQ-listed company, is leading the way in AI-driven data experiences, valuation, and monetization in the Web 3.0 environment. Q&A with Alex Warner, co-founder and CEO of Winventory. Alex Warner, co-founder and CEO of Winventory, is revolutionizing season ticket ownership with their innovative ticketing platform. By combining smart technology with a passion for live events, Winventory helps fans, families, and institutions manage and resell tickets easily, maximizing value while minimizing hassle. Launched in 2021, the platform streamlines resale with centralized management, automated fulfillment, and real-time pricing across major marketplaces and partners. With a fan-first approach, Winventory offers transparent pricing, flexible user-scheduled payouts, and supports both season ticket holders and single event listings, making live events more seamless and rewarding. Stay tuned for more insights from Alex Warner on his journey into the world of sports, technology, and entrepreneurship.
Q&A with Dr. M. Mark Abreu, founder of BTT Brain Wellness Institute. Dr. M. Mark Abreu, founder of BTT Brain Wellness Institute, is a distinguished figure in the medical field known for his innovative work in treating cancer and neurological disorders. His academic journey includes studies in medicine and physics at prestigious universities like Harvard and Yale. Dr. Abreu made a groundbreaking discovery at Yale University, the brain thermal tunnel, allowing for non-invasive monitoring of human brain temperature. He holds patents for BTT technology and created the first FDA-approved system for temperature monitoring during medical procedures. BTT Corp. recently opened the BTT Brain Wellness Institute in Aventura, offering advanced non-invasive solutions to optimize brain function. The Institute's Signature Treatment is a patented brain cooling protocol designed to improve brain function, reduce inflammation, and regulate the nervous system. Dr. Abreu's goal is to enhance brain health and empower individuals to take control of their well-being.
365 data centers and Megaport partner to deliver enhanced connectivity solutions. 365 Data Centers announces an expanded partnership with Megaport, a leading network-as-a-service provider. Megaport has added points of presence at several 365 Data Centers facilities, enhancing connectivity options for customers. This allows customers to access DIA, transport, and direct cloud connectivity to major public cloud hyperscalers like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. Derek Gillespie, CRO at 365 Data Centers, stated that integrating Megaport solutions enhances their network-centric strategy. Michael Reed, CEO of Megaport, emphasized the focus on delivering cutting-edge network solutions for businesses of all sizes. For more information, visit 365datacenters.com and megaport.com.
Why Isotropic Corp. ZO OTCB EOZF is one to watch. Isotropic Corp. ZOZF is the only commercial entity with exclusive global rights to breast CT technology developed at UC Davis. With FDA regulatory alignment secured, the company is gearing up for a pivotal U.S. clinical trial. IsoView offers a patient-centric alternative to mammography for dense breast tissue imaging. Isotropic is focused on advancing dedicated imaging solutions to improve breast cancer screening, diagnosis, and treatment. By introducing a next-generation imaging platform, the company aims to address persistent limitations in conventional breast imaging and deliver transformative tools that empower radiologists, reduce missed cancers, and streamline clinical workflows. Stay tuned for more updates from Isotropic.
Q&A with Edward Wu, founder and CEO of DropZone AI. Edward Wu, founder and CEO of DropZone AI, discusses the company's traction metrics, including processing security alerts from over 100 enterprises. With new funding, DropZone AI plans to scale their GTM team and develop additional AI agents. Wu sees a growing market demand for AI SOC analysts, with the company's technology core to replicating expert human security analysts. DropZone AI leverages multiple commercial LLM providers for their AI strategy, adapting to increasing customer expectations for AI agent capabilities. Customer demand has surged in the last 6 to 12 months, with Gen AI strategies becoming a priority for cybersecurity teams. NanoCell's breakthrough study shows how to make $300 CAR-T therapies accessible with single injection. NanoCell Therapeutics, Inc. announced a breakthrough study showing the potential to make $300,000 CAR-T therapies accessible with a single injection. Their NCTX platform enables in vivo generation of CAR-T cells using targeted lipid nanoparticles, eliminating the need for ex vivo manufacturing. This advancement could revolutionize CAR-T therapy accessibility and scalability for cancer patients globally. The study demonstrated successful non-viral DNA delivery to T cells in vivo, leading to robust CAR T cell generation, effective tumor control, and extended survival. NanoCell's collaboration with SH Cell highlights the power of innovative delivery platforms and cutting-edge car designs. The company's modular platform design allows for rapid adaptation to multiple therapeutic targets. As NanoCell advances its NCTX platform, they are expected to pursue clinical development through an IMPD application pending financing. Investor news breaks: Blue Sky AI Inc. BIA to acquire land and 50 megawatt power access for Delta data center development. Blue Sky AI Inc., a modular AI infrastructure innovator, has signed a non-binding letter of intent with Creekstone Energy LLC to acquire 25 acres within the Delta data center development in Utah, with access to up to 50 megawatts of scalable power. This site will be the foundation for Blue Sky's next-generation SkyMod compute campuses designed to provide secure, efficient, and sustainable AI infrastructure. CEO Trent D'Ambrosio highlighted the company's commitment to building future-ready modular AI facilities, with groundbreaking expected in late 2026. Blue Sky AI delivers rapidly deployable data center infrastructure purpose-built for artificial intelligence, empowering entities of all sizes to drive innovation without compromise.
Tiny Gems breaks: Bollinger Innovations, Inc., NASDAQ buy, eliminates warrants and $25.3 million in convertible notes to strengthen balance sheet. Bollinger Innovations, Inc., announced the elimination of all warrants and $25.3 million in convertible notes by exchanging the debt into preferred stock. CEO David Meschery stated that this move strengthens the company's capital structure and reflects ongoing investor support. Bollinger's commercial electric vehicle lineup includes the 1 Class 1 cargo van, 3 Class 3 cab chassis, and B4 Class 4 chassis cab, all meeting U.S. safety standards and certifications. For more information, visit Bollinger Innovations' website. Tiny Gems is a communications platform focusing on small-cap and mid-cap companies with growth potential, offering a range of services to enhance corporate communications and reach various target markets. Blackpoint Cyber and CyberFox announce strategic partnership. Blackpoint Cyber, the world's fastest and most effective managed detection and response MDR provider, has announced a strategic partnership with CyberFox, a global cybersecurity software provider. Through this alliance, CyberFox will become an official reseller of Blackpoint's cybersecurity solutions, offering partners a bundled solution for threat detection and response with identity-centric security. This partnership aims to streamline compliance workflows for regulatory standards such as HIPAA and GDPR. Blackpoint Cyber's Senior Vice President of Sales, Tim Sheehan, stated that the partnership reflects their shared belief in simplicity and delivering real security outcomes. CyberFox's Chief Revenue Officer, Adam Slutskin, emphasized the goal of providing effective, affordable, and easy-to-manage security solutions. The partnership includes access to dedicated technical support and resources for all CyberFox partners, reinforcing the commitment to improving cybersecurity resilience for MSPs through consolidation, automation, and enhanced visibility. UK, OpenAI Inc. deal for AI use in public services. OpenAI has partnered with the UK government to explore how AI can enhance efficiency in public sector services. This collaboration highlights the increasing integration of AI in various aspects of society. As companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. continue to innovate, the impact of AI technology expands. Investors can find the latest news and updates on D-Wave Quantum Inc. in the company's newsroom. ANewswire is a specialized platform focusing on AI advancements, offering access to a wide network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. By delivering breaking news and insightful content, AI Newswire helps companies reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the public.
EV sales surge globally. China takes the lead. Global electric vehicle sales are on the rise, with China leading the surge according to a recent analysis by PwC. Europe's renewed demand for BEVs is also contributing to the increase in EV sales worldwide. China, the largest EV market, boasts a competitive sector with many companies. In contrast, the US shows less enthusiasm for EVs amid changing federal policies. Companies like Massimo Group, NASDAQ MAMO, are now adjusting their strategies to navigate this evolving landscape.
Study discovers that autoantibodies in patients could boost cancer immunotherapy. A recent study has found that autoantibodies in patients could enhance cancer immunotherapy, shedding light on why checkpoint inhibitors work differently for individuals. This discovery could potentially lead to more effective and affordable treatments in the future. Companies like Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc., YS American, CLDI, are closely monitoring these developments to improve their immunotherapies. BioMedWire is a communication platform focusing on biotechnology, biomedical sciences, and life sciences sectors, providing access to various wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications. Stay informed with BioMedWire for the latest news and insights in the industry.
Investor news breaks, Knight Food Holdings Inc., OTCQB, NGTF, subsidiary FHVH to showcase robotics and AI solutions at California Restaurant Show. Knight Food Holdings Inc., subsidiary FHVH, known as RoboUp365, will showcase its robotics and AI solutions at the California Restaurant Show from August 5th, 2025. FHVH will exhibit live demonstrations of AI-enabled kitchen operations and introduce components of its joint venture with Los Angeles Cooking School to create a U.S. culinary education platform integrated with AI, robotics, and automation systems. CEO Sunny Wong stated that this initiative marks FHVH's next phase of execution in expanding its presence in the 400-plus billion U.S. food service market by addressing operational and educational inefficiencies. For more information, visit the company's newsroom at hdf.ngtf.
Investor News Breaks, Siege Media Corporation, SEGLTRW, drivers deliver strong results at Laguna Seca. Siege Media Corporation, trading on NASDAQ under the tickers CG and LTRYW, had a strong showing at Laguna Seca during the Java House Grand Prix of Monterey. Callum Ilott finished P6 after starting from P24, Louis Foster qualified P7, and Sebastian Murray achieved a career-best fifth-place finish in Indy NXT by Firestone. Sege Media's chairman and CEO, Matthew McGahan, highlighted the value delivered to shareholders and partners through this exposure. Sege Media operates digital assets such as sports.com and lottery.com, focusing on fan engagement, ethical gaming, and AI-driven experiences.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc., NYS American, CI, receives FDA Fast Track designation for CLD-201 in soft tissue sarcoma. Calliti Biotherapeutics Inc., a clinical stage biotechnology company, has received FDA Fast Track designation for CLD-201 in soft tissue sarcoma. The designation allows for expedited development and potential priority review. CLD-201, an allogeneic adipose stem cell-loaded oncolytic virus, will undergo a phase 1 trial for sarcoma, triple-negative breast cancer, and head and neck squamous cell carcinoma. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Guy Travis Clifton stated that this milestone validates CLD-201's potential to provide transformative treatment for patients with advanced tumors. For more information, visit Calliti Biotherapeutics' website at www.callitibio.com.
Japan leans on flexible, ultra-lightweight solar panels to accelerate energy transition. Japan is turning to flexible and ultra-lightweight solar panels to speed up its shift to green energy and reach carbon neutrality by 2050. These panels can be easily installed on irregular surfaces, perfect for Japan's mountainous terrain. Companies like SolarBank Corp. are leading the way in commercializing innovative energy storage systems, offering promising solutions for the future of renewable energy.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.